This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States made history Thursday as Ketanji Brown Jackson shattered a glass ceiling at the U.S. Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Are you prepared to take the oath?
I am.
There were two oaths, one administered by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
The other by Stephen Breyer, minutes after his retirement.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice.
Jackson is now the first black woman to sit on the high court, which for the first time now has four female justices. She will not change the court's 6-3 conservative tilt, one that ended this term with several contentious rulings on abortion and guns last week, and today on climate change, limiting the EPA's ability to curb power plant emissions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More on the latest ruling by the court that Sagar Magani just mentioned. In a blow to the fight against climate change, the U.S. Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. By a 6-3 vote Thursday, with conservatives in the majority, the court said the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. Instead, the EPA is limited to plant-by-plant regulation, the High Court said. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. If you'd like to know more about the Supreme Court rulings today or Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived by train in Hong Kong for a major anniversary of the British handover. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Supporters mass at the train station, waving Chinese and Hong Kong flags, chanting, "Welcome, welcome, warm welcome," as Xi Jinping arrives. The Chinese leader is in Hong Kong ahead of the 25th anniversary of the British handover and after a two-year transformation bringing the city more tightly under Communist Party control. It's Xi's first trip outside of mainland China in nearly 2.5 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday Britain was, quote, not giving up on Hong Kong, end quote, and accused Beijing of failing to keep its promises on the 25th anniversary of the handover of the city to China. Johnson said in a video message posted on Twitter, quote, "We simply cannot avoid the fact that for some time now Beijing has been failing to comply with its obligations," end quote. Friday's anniversary marks the halfway point of the 50-year governance model agreed by Britain and China, under which the city would keep some autonomy and freedoms. The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases are again rising around the world. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The WHO says COVID cases were up 18% last week, with more than 4.1 million new cases reported globally. The Middle East saw the biggest rise, up by 47%. Infections rose by about 32% in Europe and Southeast Asia and by about 14% in the Americas. The number of deaths remained at about 8,500 worldwide, but increased in three regions, again the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and the Americas. The WHO says the rise is mostly driven by Omicron variants BA4 and BA5. I'm Ben Thomas.
Belarus said Thursday it was temporarily suspending visa requirements for Polish citizens in what it described as a, quote, good neighborly, end quote, gesture. Belarus Border Control said in a statement President Alexander Lukashenko will allow, quote, a temporary visa-less entry regime for Polish nationals, end quote. The new requirements last for 6 months, starts Friday, and last until December 31st. Lukashenko, who has ruled the country since 1944, has extended similar authorizations to Lithuanians and Latvians until year-end. And recapping our top story, Ketanji Brown Jackson has been sworn into the U.S. Supreme Court, shattering a glass ceiling as the first black woman on the nation's highest court. The 51-year-old Jackson is the court's 116th justice.